Quarter to 10 on Racing HQ. Well, this time last week, we had Blake Shin in our studio. This morning, I'm just going to do something a bit different with one of our leading and popular jockeys in New South Wales, and that's Glenn Schofield. Morning to you, Glenn.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well indeed. Good to talk to you. Exciting time going into the spring, isn't it? You get out to trials and riding horses, and you just want to find that elusive good horse for the big carnival races.
Yeah, that's right. Obviously, multi-state now with Sydney and Melbourne spring coming up, and of course we'll kick off in Sydney, and hopefully we can get some momentum going into the spring in Melbourne as well.
Glenn, Boban is just a horse that you've clicked with, particularly those runs, you know, down in Melbourne and in Brisbane, particularly in the winter just gone. Is it something a bit different? What is it? You know, do you, when I say click with a horse, is it a simple case of that?
Oh, look, I suppose, you know, I've been the one who's been on him most of the time, and you know, he's a very good horse, and I've just been benefiting his good ability. Obviously, he's a quirky horse to ride, and we seem to get on pretty well together. And of course, he had a sort of a bump in the road for a period of time when, you know, he had some health issues, and Chris has got him, and his team have got him over that, and he's bounced back with a really good win in the 10,000, and of course carrying a big weight and running second in the Stratty. So hopefully he can carry that form back into the spring as well.
Yeah, let's hope so. Mate, we've got a trial session at Randwick tomorrow and then going ahead. Have you been out and about trying to snare some nice rides going into this, you know, into the August sort of September period?
Yeah, look, it looks like I've got a couple of nice ones to kick off with. Of course, Boban, Ball of Muscle, go around.
Yep.
Hoping to get on a couple of nice two-year-olds that are rising three shortly. Of course, their preparations are still quite some way away, and of course there's some exposed form with the two-year-olds, especially the likes of Peter and Paul Snowden's horse that won the Blue Diamond. He looks pretty special, of course, Vancouver.
Yep.
So obviously a lot of them have got to play catch-up, and some have got some really strong runs on the board. So lots of exciting horses to come back, and of course very, very keen to be getting on some of them.
Yeah, let's hope so for your sake. Now, I wanted to learn, and our listeners wanted to hear a bit more about Glenn Schofield. I can't believe that you like this piece of music.
I see a little silhouette of a man.
Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the bandango?
Thunderbolt and lightning, very, very frightening me.
Galileo, Galileo,
Galileo, Galileo, Galileo
Figaro.
Magnifico!
Nobody loves me.
He's just a poor boy from a poor family, sparing his life from this monstrosity.
Oh, please.
Easy go, easy go.
Now, there's got to be a story you can relate to Bohemian Rhapsody. What's the story behind this one?
Oh, look, it's obviously the famous Queen song. Queen's one of my favourite bands. Many, many years ago when I got married, my best man and I, we did a stand-up impromptu karaoke without the screens of that song, and we sang it in front of the congregation. So it was a special sort of song that just sort of happened at the moment.
How did the better half see you standing up on your wedding night singing Bohemian Rhapsody? How did she cop that?
She's still with me, so maybe I've got a good voice. Or maybe my voice might have been better than my best man's, but it was a fun night, and thankfully it was towards the end of the evening when everyone was well-oiled, and it was well-received, I think.
Now, sporting talents, we know you can ride. You're a bit of a golfer too, aren't you?
Love to play my golf, yeah.
What's your handicap?
Handicap, I think at the moment I'm at 11.
Okay.
But struggle a little bit off 11. There's a couple of boys that have got my cash, most notably Hugh Bowman and Malcolm Johnston.
Yeah.
But look, I enjoy to get around and have a game of golf.
Who's your toughest rival out there, Glenn, do you feel?
On the golf course?
Well, golf course, you've mentioned a couple of names. What about on the track?
Well, of course, I didn't play against Malcolm, but I'm tipping that he would have been pretty competitive.
Yeah,
I'm not sure if he would have... been so complimentary about the current changes to the whip rule.
Yes.
But definitely Hugh Bowman, both on and off the course.
Is there a pest in the jockey's room?
A pest?
Yeah.
Brenton Abdullah. He never stops talking, never stops running around. When he rides a winner, he gathers everyone around the television and tells everybody how well he rode it. He's not really a pest. He's just a very colourful young fella.
When you were growing up and getting to the heights that you are, did you have and obviously coming from South Africa to here, did you have a hero as a jockey that you wanted to ride like?
Actually, funny enough, I grew up sort of in the same sort of era as Gerald Mosse, and of course he was a very, very accomplished French rider. He was very stylish. But of course, in our own backyard, we had Michael Roberts, who was multiple champion jockey in South Africa. He went to England and won the English Premiership as well. So he was an icon in South African racing. And of course, Jeff Lloyd was obviously a little bit older than me, and he was a fantastic jockey to look up to growing up as well.
Now, we've played Bohemian Rhapsody. We've heard the story about this, but Fettigan, this is a bit different to Bohemian Rhapsody, this one.
Don't you forget about me.
Now, for people that don't know that song, because I must admit I had to go on YouTube, but that's Simple Minds, is it, Glenn?
That's right, Simple Minds, yeah.
Why does that one stand out for you? Is there a story behind that one?
Oh, not really. When we were apprentices and growing up in the Jockeys Academy, a couple of the senior boys had their own sort of sound systems in their prefect's room, and one of the boys used to play Simple Minds non-stop all day long, and it's just a song that's sort of stuck in my mind since then, really.
Stuck with you. You must be, as a family, proud that Chad's on the way to Hong Kong for a riding stint there in the new season, something that, he's had a brief time of it in the UK, but now to go to Hong Kong.
That's right, Andrew. It's been, funnily enough, it's been a goal of his since even before he started riding. He's always wanted to go there. Fortunately, or unfortunately, whichever way you look at it, when he first started riding, he broke his arm and he went back to Hong Kong to spend some time just on holiday. And the jockey club in Hong Kong very kindly invited him to sit in with their apprentice school, and he got a little bit of a taste for how the apprentices are treated and how they work in Hong Kong. And I think that's been a really good taster for him. And of course, he's had good success here, and now, of course, his career path has taken a move to Hong Kong. It's obviously very early in his career for him to be going to, jump into a big pond of, like Hong Kong racing. It's going to be really tough for him, but good yardstick for him to sort of, see if he can measure up and see how he can handle it all.
Well, mate, it's been good to catch up with you for a few minutes this morning and learn more about Glenn Schofield and the music. I don't know.
I love all music, and when you asked me for a couple of songs, I found it very hard to sing away up to, but there were two that sort of stuck in my mind.
Bohemian Rhapsody, it's a good little tune to sing along for sure. I would have loved to have seen some video. Is there video of it going around or not?
No, there's no video. No.
Oh, geez. Okay. That's disappointing. Good on you, Glenn. Good luck on Saturday. Good luck with the spring coming up, mate.
Cheers, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Glenn Schofield joining us there, learning a bit more about him and his love of music. We'll do that a bit more as we get towards the Spring Carnival. Damien Hay joins us, Chief Handicapper for Racing New South Wales. Morning to you, Damien.
Morning, Andrew. Great to be with you.
Damien, last Friday we had Steve Kennedy. Steve, I'm going blank now. Oh. Scott Kennedy, from Racing New South Wales, on announcing the details of the changes going forward. You've had a lot of feedback on it. What's been the main point of discussion since last Friday?
Yeah, there's been a lot of discussion, Andrew. I think to this point we've received positive feedback regarding the changes. However, I think the increase in the minimum top weight has generated the greatest interest and therefore the most queries. If I could take this opportunity, just to clarify which grade of race this top weight increase will affect.
Yep.
Now, from October 1, all benchmark handicap and all open company handicap races across all the sectors, the minimum top weight will increase 2 kilos from 59 to 61 on that 54 limit. And we currently have to have a minimum 5 kilo spread in our weights. Now, from October 1, this will increase to a 7 kilogram minimum spread. And so, opposed to that, all black type handicap races, class 1s, 2s, 3s, and maiden handicap races, this is where the confusion was, they remain with the current 59 top weight requisite at declaration of weights, and no change to the current 58 kilogram required top weight to the 2-year-old handicap races.
Okay, so from October 1, all benchmark and open handicaps will have that wider spread with a top weight of 61.
That's correct. And at acceptance level, those benchmark handicap and all the open company handicap races, the minimum top weight has also increased 2 kilos as well, from 58 to 60. So a 60 kilo top weight is required at acceptance level, and there is no change to the acceptance level to the other handicap races I mentioned where that 59 top weight is required at weights level. The acceptance level remains on 58, which includes the 2-year-olds. And Andrew, we will be publishing in the Racing New South Wales monthly publication a graph with the new minimum top weight changes with which races it will affect.
So that's another case. And also been announced the addition of a ninth race to Metropolitan Saturday race programs, restricted only to country-trained horses, providing entry-level opportunity to race in Sydney. And that will commence on December 1.
That's correct, yes. From 1,200 to 1,800 metres of various races will be introduced. And they have a $40,000 prize money bar on those. So it's for country-trained horses only.
Okay, so, righto. Yeah. And that's a great incentive because we need to bolster, we need to encourage the country folk to come to town and chase some of this good prize money.
Well, that's it. And you know, another one of the policy changes that we've introduced is we're going to be more aggressive with the country-performed horses with discretion. We currently use up to 3 kilos. We give them up to 3 kilos. We are now going to give them up to 6 kilos now, which equates to 12 points. So, you know, it assists us to be more aggressive, and we, you know, those horses will certainly come in down towards the minimum weight, which will certainly be more of an advantage for them as well.
Tomorrow we see a set of trials out at Randwick, and good to see the first 3 trials are going on the Kensington track. So horses like Pornichet, The Offer, Exosphere, First Seal, Vancouver, Kermadec, Kiramosa, English, Gust of Wind, Swayness, Thunder Lady, Speak Fondly. They're a group of covering the 3 trials from 8:15 to 8:45. They're going to be run on the Kensington track, and you'll be able to watch them live on Sky Thoroughbred Central.
Yeah, Missile Stakes and the Rosebud for the 3-year-olds next week, Andrew. So the Spring Carnival just around the corner, and with those increased prize money levels for the Epsom and the Metropolitan, you know, we might be able to keep all those good horses in Sydney.
Yeah, let's hope so. Good explanation this morning. I hope our participants learnt more about the levels of weights that we're going to see coming up. Thanks a lot, Damien.
Thank you, Andrew.
Damien Hay, Chief Handicapper for Racing New South Wales. And just finally, Golden Falls has arrived to run in the last race on Saturday. Kelly Schweeter told me this morning they're hoping the trip away will really bring Golden Falls on. Does get back, so Barrier 6 isn't really a positive one. She does get back in a race. She's owned by the owners of Typhoon Tracy, John Hutchins and the crew. So Golden Falls certainly has arrived in Sydney and will line up on the weekend. We'll update on those trials tomorrow on Racing HQ. We'll also talk about the weekend's racing. That's it for Racing HQ. Coming up next, Kevin Wolfe is going to be joined by Trent Langscale. They'll be talking Ashes cricket, and they'll be going to Darwin to talk about the big racing carnival up there.